Sunday morning mass at the Carmel Mission Basilica. The 200-year-old adobe church is small and simply constructed. In its day, this was headquarters for a string of missions that stretched from Monterrey to the Mexican border. The man who established the mission system was a short, elderly Franciscan friar named Junipero Serra. Outside the basilica, CSU Monterey Bay archaeology professor Dr. Ruben Mendoza stands in the church's courtyard. The mission now sits in the fashionable city of Carmel by the Sea, but in the 17th century, it was a different story.
California was seen as a wasteland, a backwater. It was seen as wilderness. There's nothing there to draw a European mindset.
Dr. Mendoza says evangelical fervor brought Father Serra to this new world outpost. He describes Serra as a zealot so focused on the next world that he has little thought for this one. He saw himself as an instrument of God on a mission to save the souls of the native people.
When you read Serra's letters, it's clear that he is protecting the Indians while at the same time on a level being paternalistic and chauvinistic, if you will, about that protection.
Serra's evangelism went beyond saving souls. Eventually, it would change the very fabric of the lives of the people he sought to save. Santa Clara University history professor Robert Sankiewicz and his wife Rosemarie Beebe have just finished a book on Serra. Sankiewicz says in the 17th century, the church and the state were two sides of the same coin, and that being Catholic also meant being Spanish.
And that basically meant making Indians Catholic, but also teaching them European-style agriculture and having them live in towns and villages, which would mimic the living patterns of people on the Iberian Peninsula.
In 1988, the Catholic Church moved Serra to within one step of sainthood. But to many of the descendants of the native people, Serra is anything but a saint. The missions, along with the soldiers and ranchers who followed, changed the lives of the Native Americans. Tens of thousands were killed or died of disease. Others were robbed of their land and way of life. Pam Tanis sits in front of Colton Hall in Monterey. It's the building where the California Constitution was signed. She has a special connection with the early days of the mission system. Her ancestors were there.
My ancestors came with the Portola expedition with Father Serra.
One of the soldiers married an Esalen Indian woman and started the Tanis family. For seven generations, they have lived here in Monterey County, though for much of that time, they hid their Native American heritage.
In the 1800s, they weren't allowed to talk about being Native American. If they were, they would be killed, and bounties were put on Native Americans' heads.
But was this death and destruction the result of Serra's hand, or was it the result of other forces? Professor Sankiewicz.
He became, over time, kind of a symbol and was made to stand for many things in the development of California history, for which he really didn't have any part at all. California, even in its very early period, was a very complicated place.
300 years later, Father Serra still stands as a symbol of early California. The Franciscan friar brought together two very different cultures and created a controversy in the process. California is still a very complicated place. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.